From the letter to James. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will take flight. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you backsliders. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you on high. The word of the Lord. Today in our holy hour, we are calling upon the Lord for patience and a spirit of repentance, very appropriate for this time of year, the Lenten season. And our reading from James really sums it all up in that first sentence, to submit to God and to resist the devil. And most of our trouble comes, we see this throughout the scriptures, when we do the reverse. Because we are thinking of ourselves and what it is that we want, and we have our plans and our desires. And so it doesn't always match up with God. But those in the Old Testament that we see and hear who submit to God show us that better way. We know that Adam and Eve didn't quite submit. They were the original sinners and caused all problems for the rest of us. Then we have God, in one sense, beginning again with the call of Abraham, the righteous one, who trusted God and was credited to him as righteousness. And that is really the example. We have King David, who really lived both of these, kind of doing his own thing at times, but also submitting to God and admitting his mistakes, having that sense of repentance. And that sense of repentance is really essential to submit to God. It is it is an attitude of humility to recognize that God is the greatest and not myself. And so to submit to God is to trust God's plan. It is to accept that there is a God, and that God is concerned about us. He is in our life. That he is the one who sustains us in being. And so that he has a plan, a plan of salvation. And that each of us is part of that plan and has a role to play in that plan that only we can do. And to submit to God is to do God's will, to seek that will in all things. And we are very fortunate during this Lenten season, but throughout the year, we are encouraged to pray more, to think of others, to fast more, to take the time of this Lenten season to reflect on our lives. And how much do I submit to God? We say this all the time. We, throughout the Mass, through our prayers, when we repeat the Our Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are that earth. And one of the great prayers that we have to help us in that is the Rosary, where we repeat that prayer, multiple times in praying. We have the example of Jesus, that we meditate on his life. We also have the example of Mary, who we are calling upon to intercede for us, who said, "May it be done to me according to your will." And Jesus in the garden said, "Not my will, but your will be done." In our lives as human beings, we often are encouraged to plan. From early on, we're asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up to be an adult?" To think about that, to reflect on it. And that's a way of helping us also to find God's vocation for us, God's talents and abilities that are given to us. But as we do that, we can be too attached to our plans, to our trajectories of where we are going and what we are doing. I will do this and then that, and I will be this, and then I will be great, and then everybody will know me, and I will, etc. And St. James, in his letter that we've read here, in an earlier part of it, tells us that that is not quite right. We shouldn't just say, "Today I'm going to go to the market, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that." But we should add in there, "God willing." Because in our attachment to our plans and so forth, God's will, his plan, may be different. And it can strike upon us all of a sudden. We see this all the time in the hospitals, people who were planning to do A, B, and C, and then between A and B, they stepped wrong and broke something, or they felt a pain and they went to the doctor and they discovered they had cancer. Or people get told that they are no longer going to be working here, or a family member is now going to need extensive care, and they are the ones who are going to take care of them. And if we are too attached to our own plans, which means we are, in a sense, being influenced by the world and the spirit of the world, then we can get a little bit annoyed or angry or perplexed about why this is happening. But if we have more flexibility and we are always saying throughout our life, "Your will be done," then we grow in seeing everything as part of God's will, even what seems to be bad things. And we take it upon ourselves with a spirit of humility, as we are told in our reading, to submit to God, to cooperate with God, to rejoice in whatever God's plan is for us. And James also tells us in our reading that part of this, to prepare for it, we should be always repentant, purifying our hearts, we sinners, cleansing our hands, we backsliders. And Lent, again, reminds us of this. And our time in front of the Lord is a time to repeat that always. "Your will be done." And to ask always for that grace. And so as we are gathered here, we pray for that spirit of penitence, but we also pray for that grace of patience coming from the Holy Spirit to truly accept God's plan in our life, to trust that as we follow the Lord on the way of the cross, that he will unfold for us the greater gifts. He will show us how it was better this way. how it is part of his plan for our salvation and that of the world, and that through these crosses, he is leading others to himself, and he's leading the church to eternal life.